Taking a look at the structure of the Seder night, the Haggadah, we notice something that's very fascinating. And that is that the Hallel is divided into two sections. We have at the end of Maggid, we have a person should see themselves as if they left Egypt, Lefichach anachtu chayavim lahodos, therefore we have to give thanks to Hashem, V'nomar lefanav shira chadasha, we'll say a new song. And then we have the first two paragraphs of Hallel. Hallel Avde Hashem, to praise that we are the servants of Hashem. The next paragraph, Beseis Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And then we have the bracha, the second cup of wine, Shergaal Nevgal Avoseinu. We then break for the meal, right? We have matzah, marah, karech, the suda. And then we have benching. Third cup of wine, we open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, Shvoch HaMatcha, and then we begin Halal Nirtza. We begin the end of the Seder, which is picking up of the rest of the Prakim of Halal that we had left off. We started the first two, we stopped for the meal, and now we're picking up the rest of Halal, and then we end with Halal HaGadol, which is Kilom Chasto, Nishmas Kol Chai, and then Nirtza, and the fourth cup of wine, and then the songs at the end. It's fascinating, because you're not allowed to break up Hallel. Hallel is something, this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that has to be said in one complete unit. So how do I understand that the night of Seder, we develop up Hallel? And further, the Hallel on the night of Seder is fascinating in other ways as well, source number two. We don't say a bracha before we say Hallel to Seder. We don't say it standing. Generally, when we say Hallel, Hallel Avdei Hashem, we stand in Hallel. Here we don't. And we break for the meal. Generally, Hallel isn't said at night. And women are obligated in Hallel Pesach night, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah. So we need to understand, and that's our question for today, what is the dynamic of Hallel on the Seder night that it is so different, right? Why is this night different from all the nights? Well, why is this Hallel different from all other Hallels? That we break it up, we say it's sitting, women are obligated in saying it, there is no bracha on it. How do we understand the quality of Hallel? Further, as Rabbi Bernstein points out in his Haggadah in source number 3, it's fascinating that when you take a look at the 15 levels of the Simanei HaSeder we begin with, right, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachza, Motzi, Matza, then we have Safun Barach, Halal Nirsa. Well, how come if Halal is before the meal, how come we don't have Magid, Halal, Halal 1, and then Halal number 2? Halal's only mentioned after the meal. Well, what about the two prokim of Halal that we say before the meal? So obviously there's something going on here that we need to understand. I want to try to look at this division of Halal, the Seder splitting of songs, and Mirz Hashem on three different levels. And obviously in all three levels to see what we can integrate into our lives. The classic answer that is given is to appreciate what Hallel is about. We know, and this is source number 4, that Hallel has to be said, Bipalor v'simcha tzuma, has to be said with tremendous amount of joy. Ra'ui shiyismach adam simcha tzuma ad ma'orat shetzachar al kein liyot nikra avdei Hashem, to be able to be a servant of Hashem should bring us tremendous simcha. And in fact, in source 5, Rav Mandelbaum in this Haggadah HaLaila, as that points out that Haggadah, the Aramaic translation is Shevach. He guided the Ayom LaShem Lokecha, that to give thanks to Hashem. That Hallel is our ability to say thank you to Hashem, our ability to express gratefulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this in mind, we can appreciate, and this is the classic answer of the Levush in source number 3, that when we come to appreciate these two paragraphs as a natural expression of gratitude over our leaving Egypt, then we'll realize they're not actually Hallel in the regular sense at all. Rather, they're a continuation of the telling of the story. Thus, they're included within the stage that's called Maggid. If we understand that Hallel is to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so I understand that the first two paragraphs of Hallel aren't really the classic Hallel. It's really the offshoot of Maggid, of telling the story. The first chapter begins, "Praise your servants of Hashem." This reflects that the fact that the night of Pesach, we're no longer servants of Paro, and now we're servants of Hashem. And the second chapter explicitly states that these are the events we experience about physically departing from Egypt. So since these two chapters are connected with our leaving Egypt, it only makes sense that we focus it on these two chapters. It's only after the Birkas HaMazon, Source 8, from Birkas HaMazon, our attention shifts to long-awaited redemption from our current exile. So it's like two parts of the Seder. Part one of the Seder is Mitzrayim. It's all that transpired there, and thank you Hashem for taking us out. Then, after the meal, Shvoch HaMatcha, we open up the door for Eliyahu Navi. We begin moving into a different dimension. We're moving into the dimension of the future. We're looking forward to the final redemption. And therefore, the Hallel of after the meal reflects this. We pray, pour your wrath upon the nations, then proceed to the second half of Hallel, which also refers to the ultimate redemption, as evidenced by the references to the future. Not for our sake, O Lord, not for our sake, but for your name's sake, give glory. Hashem, who has remembered us, will bless. He will bless the house of Israel. And we see that the paragraphs at the end, I've loved Hashem, for he hears the voice of my supplication, refers to the era of Mashiach. Behind the festival offering with cords refers to the days of Gog and Magog. You are my God, and I shall thank you, refers to days to come. So clearly, the second part of Hallel has references to the future, and therefore that is a natural division, past and future, and that's the meal breaks them up in the middle. Let's try to develop this a little bit deeper, this idea how the beginning of Hallel, the first two paragraphs, aren't really Hallel, they're the continuation of Magid, and that's why they don't even have a special name called Hallel in the Simanei HaSeder. We'll begin with the Rosh Yeshiva Haggadah, where he speaks about the following. We know, we say in the Lefichach, Anachnu Chayavim Lehodos L'Hallel, therefore we're obligated to give thanks. And he asks the question, Ulechorah, in the Arrow of Nine, Mehechad Nyokach Chiyuv Hodav Halal, Al Yitziat Avoteinim Mitzrayim. Where do we see Chayav, Lefichach, Anachnu Chayavim Lehodos, therefore we have to give thanks to Hashem for the redemption? Where do we see we have to give thanks to Hashem? Where is that written? So he says, it's written in the fact that Bechol Dor V'Dor Chayev Adam Lirot Et Atzmo Ki Lo Yatzah Mitzrayim. In every generation, we have to see ourselves as if we left Egypt, right? Not only Hashem took them out, but Hashem took us up. So now, when I realize that I have been taken out, and that is the responsibility of every person on the Seder night, to see themselves as if they were taken out of Egypt, then the logical conclusion of that is, if I've seen myself, that I feel that I've been taken out of Egypt, lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodos. If Hashem has done this tremendous favor for me, then I have to personally see it as if I've been taken out. Well, just add parenthetically, it was a beautiful insight of the Haggadah ben Melech, who says, how can you see yourself as if you left Egypt when it happened thousands of years ago? He says that the key really is in the beginning of that paragraph. Bechol dor v'dor. In every generation, a person sees themselves as they left Egypt. Bechol dor v'dor echoes back to v'hisha amda. Shebechol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloteinu. In every generation, we have to see ourselves as they've been trying to overcome us, and that we're surviving. And that's really what the night is about. It's not about that they were redeemed. It's about the Jewish people's redemptive process. And that process has happened over thousands of years. And just like Hashem has redeemed us in the past, He continually redeems us. So in every generation, we see ourselves as if we left Egypt, means, He explains, that in every generation, we have to see ourselves as part of that redemptive process, that Hashem promises that He will never forsake us, and that Hashem is there always to save us. And you see this ad hayom hazeh, with living in Eretz Yisrael, with missiles literally from every direction. And, you know, people are going around their daily lives, drinking iced coffee, kids playing in the streets. Why? Because they know there's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He will never forsake us. And when we see ourselves that we left Egypt, we are re-experiencing and therefore need to thank Hashem for that promise, for taking us out, and we are a redeemed people. And we will never be totally subjugated and lost as a nation. Moving back to this Rosh Yeshiva Haggadah. Therefore, Nimsenu Demidin in the bracket Hasipur Shitzarich Lavi Atzmenu Kilu Galo Tarma Mashmu Mitzrayim. Therefore, we have the obligation of saying, thank you, Hashem. Thank you for continually watching over us. Thank you for putting into effect this process, this redemptive process. And this is why the Hallel said on the second cup of wine, which is the Maggid, which is telling the story. We spoke about it last year, and I'd like to just remind ourselves, because I think it's so fundamental in understanding the Seder. Rabbi Franz Haggadah, which is relatively new, he speaks about the question of Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael Tashira Hazot Lemur. Az Yashir, Yashir is in the future tense, and Tashira Hazot, past, the song that was sung. How do we understand this? So he notes, and we're now in source number 12 on the next page, that Rashi, who writes that he focuses on explaining Pshutel Shemikra, explains it as follows. As Yashir, then, when they saw the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf, the thought entered Moshe's heart that Yashir, he should begin to sing Shira. The Maharal elaborates on Rashi's comment, explaining that when a person's heart is filled with elation, he has a need to express his joy in words. The song that emerges from his mouth originates not from his brain, but from his heart. Shira, Rashi is teaching us, is not an act that exists in a vacuum. It's a manifestation of underlying emotions that have been generated in the heart. That's why when a person sings Shira, it's not a mere physical act of saying words, it's an expression of the underlying emotions in the heart. And hence, the Sefer Beis Chia talks about that we have this idea of Shira Alayayin, to sing praises, and Sunos Mitzvah, to have wine. Wine opens up the heart. Wine is the emotional aspect. We've spoken about many times. Rav Pinkus Tzatzal in his Hakdama to his Haggadah speaks about the three matzahs correspond to the three avos, the intellectual part, the wheat. Right? Child begins to speak when they eat grain. The emotional aspect are the arbei mahos, the shlach hados, are the four mothers. Because the mother brings the emotional aspect to the Seder. And that's why the four cups of wine are split throughout the Seder, because the experience of Seder night isn't only an intellectual one. It has to be an emotional one. You have to be overjoyed, you know, bursting with this emotional reality. And this, my friends, is why the Maharal says we don't have a bracha on Sipur Yisiyah Mitzrayim, because it's something really in the heart, and we don't have brachas for mitzvos of the heart. With this, we can explain that that's why we say V'nomar lefanav shira chadasha, and now we're going to sing a new song, and we begin Halav. Halav, Halav's a new song. We've been singing Halav for years. No. It's a new song, because now I experience it as if now I've left Egypt. Now I look back at the entire year, and I see how Hashem has saved us. I see all these experiences of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love on a national level and on a personal level. I look back over my year, and I see, wow, this has been 1 year, and I look back and I see over and over again how I've seen Hashem's loving hand over me, over and over again. Kadosh Baruch Hu has redeemed me. It's V'nomar lefanav shira chadasha. It's a brand new song. It's a song that has yet to be sung. And that's why the Haggadah Bnei Bichor Yisrael Rav Kluger points out, source 14, Yitachein, it could be, Shadam yomar et halo mitoch simcha vodal kol avar. A person will give thanks to Hashem for all that happened in the past. And you can even be detailed in giving over the miracles that happened. But you've missed the boat in what the night is about. In the bracket. Ikar havoda bekriyas halalu. The main aspect of saying Hallel is, this is the key, my friends, Sheyargish b'nafsho ki'iluhu atzmo yatsa mimitzrayim, as if you left Egypt, a personal relationship with Hashem, coming from the emotions, not the brain. Ve'yarer b'libo simcha okach, and you should be filled with joy. Shachshav zochev v'nigav mimitzrayim v'nihav et Hashem, that now we become an Eved Hashem. Yitbonein be'etzem adavar. Shashem baruch bocher bo batzavo nechuchi v'chafetzvo. Hashem desires you in the state that you're in. And in that place, you say, Yiftach v'yomar halu avdei Hashem. V'kach hayah b'mitzvah Yitzrayim. He then goes on to explain the very famous Yerushalmi, that the night of Makas Bechoros, right, the strike of midnight when all those firstborns are dying, Paro screams out and his voice became like, you know, amplified. Till now you have been Avdei Paro, the servants of Paro, and now you've become Avdei Hashem. Now you're the servants of Hashem. When Klal Yisrael heard this, they began singing, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. Praised are we that we're Avdei Hashem. That was the reaction of Klal Yisrael at that moment. And my friends, Shekein miyad b'pticha ha-mizmor halu avdei Hashem, moldim anu lo Hashem yitbarach, sh'otzianu mimitzrayim b'charbanu liyo lo la'avadim. My friends, every Pesach night, we echo those words that they said at that moment. And we say, Hallelujah of the Hashem, praised are we, that we are the servants of Hashem. How fortunate we are that we are the Am HaNivchar. Listen closely, the asterisks in 14. V'kasher Yehudi Yoshev B'Lel HaSeder, when a Jew sits at the Seder night, U'mitbonen b'kach, and is able to contemplate, Sheka'et Yotzei Tshuv Nishmato Ma'avdus L'Cheiros, we too have worked hard in the month of Nisan, as we spoke about last week, to extricate ourselves from whatever Avdus we were in, whatever aspect that's blocking us from serving Hashem fully. It could be small things that we're involved in, you know, checking our email or WhatsApp before we daven in the morning. We're an avid to our technology. We say the month of Nisan, you know what, I'm going to get my priorities in order. We don't say brachos out loud, we mumble them. You know what? My taiva, my desire, my embarrassment, I'm an avid to that. What other people will think of me? I'm going to start saying brachos out loud. I've broken out of my avdus. I'm going to learn it every meal. I don't care what my family, the raised eyebrows. I've broken out of societal pressure. Whatever it is, I'll wear certain, whatever it is. Halu Avdei Hashem. I realize that I've worked on myself and I can really appreciate what it means to give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shuv Nishmato. Ma'avdus L'Cheirus, Ma'avdus Paru, La'avdus Hashem, V'umutze B'kach. And I'm not doing it begrudgingly, I'm doing it with joy. The night of the Seder, I'm able to embrace this reality that I, with joy, with jubilation, wow, I am an Eved Hashem. When we talk, who shout the halo b'simcha, and that's how you say halo. Luzot yikarish yikayim and mitzvah kriyas halo, but lalo say divert kitzurato, kilo hu yatsam yitzrayim, that's how to say halo. Right? To pick up the Haggadah. Haluka, halu avdei Hashem. You're missing the boat. Halu avdei Hashem, v'chshav kirvanu makom lavadaso. You're jumping for joy. I'm feeling closer to you tonight. This is what it's about. It is the natural response. When you see that we have been taken out, you see, as we spoke about last week, Pesach means to hover, not to pass over. It's hovering over us. Hashem is watching. He's on top of us, engaged in a relationship with us. Wow. It's not passing over, goodbye, good luck. No. He's holding there. He's interested. The Shusa Delayla, there's an awakening from above. That's the night of Pesach, and I respond, Halu Avdei Hashem. Remember, we spoke about a few months ago that Gevaldik Vort, that was so like earth-shattering. I'll just remind you of what does it mean that Hashem took us al Kanfei Nesharim, on the wings of eagle. So we saw that beautiful Vort in the old Moshe, that first, in order to get on eagle's wings, the little, whatever you call little eagles, I don't know, bird language. The little birdies, that's good enough for me. The little birdies had to jump up onto the wing, right? The eagle doesn't have those long, whatever they call those, again, I don't know, bird language, whatever long feet have to take the bird, little birds on top of them. The little bird has to climb up onto his wing. And once he's on the wing, then hold on tight. He's going to fly. We have to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Kivyachol the Shechina down. You just got to do a little step onto the Shechina, and then Halu Avdei Hashem, you're flying. And Hashem can have you soar to the greatest of heights. Just be there. Be in the moment. Be mindful of the power of the night, the shira of the night, the simcha of the night. And that's what it's about. That is why the hallow on this evening, source 15, in the squiggly, it's not like any other hallow. On other occasions, hallow said as a commemoration of a miracle performed in a past generation. But there's another type of hallow, namely the hallow that is said in response to a miracle that's just happened to us. It's the second type of hallow that we're about to say, and that's why we introduce it with the word leficha. This hallow is a response to viewing ourselves and experiencing a miracle of redemption from Egypt. My friends, with this in mind, this hallow is not 16 said as a recitation, but rather as a song. And that's why it's a Shira Chadasha. It's never been sung before. I'm new. My jumping onto those eagle's wings is a whole new experience. Wow. My friends, if we understand this, that the two prakim, the two chapters of Hallel are a response, they're a Shira, they're not just the Hallel to the miracles that Hashem has done for us, we can now appreciate a number of gewaltic insights. The first one comes in source 17 through 20 from Rav Mirsky's Haggadah, Haggadah Hegyonei Halacha, which is a much more technical Haggadah, it's also in English. Very beautiful development of ideas, again, more on a sophisticated level. So he brings here the following. He says, if you take a look at the Hallel on Pesach, so we know that the first day, the first 2 days, we say full Hallel in the morning. Then the rest of Pesach, we say only half a Hallel, which means, not really half a Hallel, we skip out two paragraphs. So the question is why? And the answer we know is because on the seventh day of Pesach, which is Kriyas Yamsuf, the Egyptians were drowning. And how can you sing a full Shira when the Egyptians drowned? And therefore, we only say part of Hallel to recognize that Hashem's creatures have drowned. We don't say a full Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. So if we don't say a full Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach, how can we say a full Hallel Chol HaMoed, right? It looks like Chol HaMoed is of greater importance on the seventh day. So therefore, not only the seventh day we don't say a full Hallel, also Chol HaMoed. Here's the question, my friends. If I don't say full Hallel because the Egyptians drowned, well then how can I say a full Hallel on the night of Pesach? The Egyptians were killed! Right? The firstborn died! There were thousands upon thousands of people who died! So if we're to hold by this theory that we don't have a full Hallel when people are suffering, so then how can we have a full Hallel on the night of Pesach? To which one approach is in source 18. In the opinion of some, the custom of pouring drops of wine from the Passover cup, when we say the plagues visited upon the Egyptians, suggests that our joy is lessened because the redemption of Israel involved the affliction of suffering on some of God's creatures. Although the Egyptians weren't just as deserving of the punishment meted out to them, we pour the wine to indicate that we recall each plague, the cup of our happiness becomes emptier and emptier, for redemption came to us through the punishment of others. So again, there is that sensitivity that how can we be happy when others have suffered? Rabbi Mirsky brings a different approach. He says the halacha is that if a person experienced a miracle, a personal miracle, and other people were, there was tragedy or calamity for other people, and you survived, right? Lo aleinu, I mean, we shouldn't even think about this, like a fire or a car accident, something like that. You're allowed to sing a full Hallel because you, personally, were safe from this, whatever that may mean. So he says, now I understand what's going on. When I say Hallel and Shvi Shal Pesach, I'm talking about what happened to our forefathers thousands of years ago. So when I repeat over an experience that happened to other people, so I wasn't actually there, I can't have a full Hallel. But the night of Pesach, I have to see myself as if it happened to me. And if I have to see myself as if it happened to me, and when it happens to a person themselves, even if it came at the expense of calamity, you're allowed to say a full Hallel. So hence, the night of Seder, we do say a full Hallel, albeit people were hurt, because it's a personal redemption. It's a personal joy. And that again shows you halachically, hashkafically, that the night of Seder is not just reciting Hallel, it's re-experiencing Hallel as if it's happened to us. A second area where you see this is in Source 21, where there's a machloket between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on the Gemara Psachim, Daf Kuf Dad Zayin Amud Beis. How much of the Hallel do you say before the meal? Beis Shammai says you just say the first paragraph, and Beis Hillel says you say both paragraphs. So without getting into all the technical aspects, in Source 21, the Haggadah of Rashi Yeshiva explains the following. What's the reasoning of Beis Shammai? We're saying the Hallel, it's the beginning of the ninth week. It's before Chatzot, right? Because you have to eat the Afikomen by Chatzot, by whatever halachically midnight is. When were the Jews redeemed? The Jews were redeemed, right? When did Paro say, you've now become free? After Makas Bechorot, which was after midnight, right? We actually left during the day. So, says Beit Shammai, how can you say, B'tseis Yisrael Mimitrayim, when the Jews left Egypt? We hadn't left yet. We're still slaves. It's still the beginning of the night. And since we haven't left, we can't say B'tseis Yisrael, because it's happening to us right now. Again, these may sound technical, however, if we open ourselves up to this reality, we're suddenly seeing that the night of Pesach can't be, oh, let me remember. You know, it's like I had the opportunity to be in America this past year for July 4th, which I'm usually not, thank God. That kind of not in America, nothing to do with July 4th. So I went to my brother, had a barbecue, and he took us to a park. And we had the bombs bursting in the air, the you know, fireworks, you know, the whole works, whatever they were. So, you know, like, does anyone really care about July 4th? Like, if you would ask most people what happened on July 4th, like, you know, happened hundreds of years ago, whatever, you know. So we have some fireworks in the sky, and that's in a barbecue, and that's how we celebrate it. This is not Independence Day. This is our identity. This is about us. This is about our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is about the depth of living in a Mitzrayim historically, nationally, and individually. This is about a personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, there was an email someone showed me, the story of Reb Dessler, who was alone for one Seder when his wife and daughter were in one part of the world and he was in another, whatever. He was, during the war, he was alone. And a friend invited him, and he thanked him profusely for inviting him and thinking about him. And he says, I can't join you. The night of Seder is such a personal experience. I want to experience it personally. So I'm not telling you not to have guests for Seder. Most of us aren't holding by Rev Dessler. However, we should feel this personal aspect. And you know, I know by our Seder, so many years ago gave me, and I absolutely love it. And if anyone wants it, I can perhaps dig it up on my email. I can't. Where it's Hashem. A beautiful, in English, a beautiful thought to think about what does it mean that we're enslaved, and what do we want to accomplish tonight, and in what way do we want to free ourselves? And it doesn't have to be any text. You can, you know, have that own mindset. The night has to be a night of change, a night of revolution, a night where we end with Chag Gadya. Why do we end with Chag Gadya? The Torah Semes we spoke about years ago. The Torah Semes says it's the Gedi, it's a goat and not a sheep. Usually we're compared to a lamb, a sheep. Korban Pesach would make much more sense, right? I can make up a song about a sheep as well as by a Gedi. And the answer, says the Torah Semes, because a sheep follows faithfully, a Gedi leaps. The night of Pesach is not only passing over of Hashem, we need to jump. We need to leap. Get on those wings of the eagle. Jump. Move. You can't be stationary. And that's why in 22 we have the matzah and the maror in front of us when we say hello, to make it as personal as possible. To end this first level before we look at the other two very briefly, we have a beautiful piece in Source 24 from again the Haggadah B'nei Bechor Yisrael, Rav Kluger, and he says the following. He says, if we understand all that we've been speaking about, so I understand why you can't have a bracha. Because a bracha is like commanding you, this is what you have to do. It's not coming from a command. It's coming from an emotional place. And he says that also why we don't say the full hallow. To say the full hallow from beginning to end is like protocol, okay? Everyone stand, turn to page, you know, the rim of those shuls, some may still have it on the high holidays. You know, the maps are 561, and like you're wondering, oh my gosh, there are 1,000 pages, whatever you're going to have here, right? It's like a, in your face. Okay, that wasn't the point. It's not protocol here. It's about, you're moved right now, so you're going to say these two parts. And then you're moved again about the future redemption, you're going to say those parts. The fact that we break up the hallow is an indication that it's not just, this is what we're told to say, but rather this is what we're driven, we're, it's coming from the deeper part of us. And he says, that's why as well, that some people stand in the hallow and some people sit in hallow. And there's no right way to do it because it's how you feel. If you feel, Ella Echshir say, Yaseh in the bracket, you should do whatever you feel like, the Sefer Vayagen Moshe says. Why? He says, it's left in your hands to choose. That it's coming from your emotional place. You know, if it's coming from, you know, this is how you have to do it. Okay, you have to stand. You can't lean. You have to say every word. You can't. No! If you feel like standing, stand. If you feel like, I think it was a Brisker Ruff who used to dance for Hallow. You feel like dancing, dance. Because it's coming from you. Hold hands and dance. I don't know. Do jumping jacks. Okay, maybe that's not appropriate. But it's about expression. And if you feel like you can express deeper with standing or with dancing or with singing, Matova Manayim. That's why it's not in a more defined way. Okay, my friends, that was level number one. The two parts of the Seder are reflection in the way we divide up Hallow. The first part of Hallow is a Shira, thanking Hashem for taking us out. It's the automatic result, the conclusion, the consequence, the emotional reaction when I feel that Hashem has taken me out, when I feel a personal relationship with Hashem and I've seen so much how much He's done for me, I burst out. V'nomer l'fan of Shira Chadasha, the first two prakim which have to do with Hallow Mitzrayim. And then the rest of the Hallow we leave for when we speak about Teshvoch HaMatchav, open up the door, let's give it out on our enemies, and boy, do we then sing Hallow to Hashem for saving us, and will save us in the future. The second approach of the three is the Shvila Pinchas, where he brings down the very famous Ramban, verse 25, Lekutei Ma'amarim Pinchas Friedman, the famous Ramban in Sof Parshat Shemot, where the Ramban says in the arrow, source 25, Umin hanisim, from the great miracles, hagdolim hamefursamim, the famous miracles, Adam modeh benisim hanistarim shem yisod haTorah kula. You recognize the hidden miracles, which are the yisod, the foundation of the entire Torah. She'ein la'adam chelik b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have a portion in the Torah of Moshe, that we believe that everything, shekulam nisim, everything's a miracle. Ein bahem tevo min hagosha olam, nothing is natural. Bein berabim, bein biyachim, whether collectively or individually. Rather, there is reward and punishment. So he says, the night of Pesach, we do the mitzvah v'igadat levincha. And the V'gad to Levincha is first and foremost to tell our children about the miracles, L'mala min ha-teva, above the natural order. We do that first and foremost so that the child will then understand that Hashem, who is the one who can change nature, is also the one who within nature orchestrates everything and is in charge of everything. And that is really what Modim is about, 25b. Al chayenu m'surim yadecha, on our lives that are kivyochol in Hashem's hands. Val nishmoseinu p'gudot lach, our souls that are given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, we can appreciate the two parts of the Seder. The first part of the Seder, tabor e kiel piyamor yiftach lanu petach, and the arrow in 26. Lahavin mashachilek bal hagada shel Pesach, how the Haggadah is divided on Pesach to two parts. Chelek echad shomrim lifnei asuda. There's one part that we say before the meal. Vachelek hasheni shomrim acharei asuda. And then the part we say after the meal. the first part that we say before the meal from Halach Manya until Gal Yisrael in the bracket, who has Sipur Shal Yisrael Mitzrayim Shal Yubad Nisim Shalob Derech Hatefa. There, I'm talking about the Makos, I'm talking about the Kriyas Yamsuf, I'm talking about the miracles that Hashem did that are above the natural order. V'lachein acharei Sipur Shal Yisrael Mitzrayim Ochlim Et Asuta, so that we have the mitzvah of matzah and maror, which are also part of Yitzhiya Mitzrayim. And then the Haggadah then goes through and says, okay, now that you've understood that Hashem has taken us out and He can do things l'mala min ha-teva, now you can enter into the teva. And that's the way the Hallel is divided up. The Hallel is, and this is why David HaMelech in 28 divides up Hallel. The first part of Hallel is about the miracles that were. But Beseit Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Beshiakom Amloes, right? Hafchi Atzor Gamayim, Chalamish Lamayno Mayim. These are the miracles that Hashem did. The second part of Hallel has no mention of Egypt. Lo Lanu Hashem, Lo Lanu, Kil Shimcha Ten Kavod, Al Mitzvecho, right? It's about giving glory and honor to Hashem, in Ameitzar Karatika, Anani Bamerchavka, right? It's calling out to Hashem, Pitach Lamasarai, Hashem's opened up my bondage, Hodu Hashem Kitov Kiom Chazal, giving thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, with no mention of Egypt. David HaMelech is dividing up the Hallel exactly the way the Ramban is, and our Seder reflects this. That's why it's a Seder. The first part before the meal is about the miraculous. To see Hashem's hand in those and inculcate within ourselves that reality. Once that is clear, I can now move after the meal to then taking that concept that we've just taught our children and ourselves and being able to apply it now to all aspects of my life. And that's why we have in 27, if the whole point of the miracle, says Rabban, of above the natural order of taking us out of Egypt is to teach us to see Hashem's hand in the natural order, that's why we have the second part of the Haggadah. The second part of the Haggadah is the lesson I have learned from the first part of the Haggadah. Now let me open my eyes and see Hashem in the natural part of my life. Hodul Hashem Kitov, Kilom Chavto. And therefore we speak about Shibishif Leinu Zachar Lano Kilom Chavto. In our loneliness, Hashem has remembered us. Vayifer Kenu Mitzareinu. He redeems us from our challenges. No tein lechem lecho basar kilom chasto. Having bread on the table. Thank you, Hashem. All the kilom chasto, the 26 of them, it's all recognizing the goal, right? It also begins with the lamala min ha-teva and enters into the teva, that same flow. And that's why the end of Hallel is really Nishmas Kochai. That's the epitome. We're Nishmat Kochai 28, Tevarech Hashem Hashem Lokenu. And what are we thanking Hashem for? Pote Umatzo Mefarnes Va'one Marachim V'chol Tzara V'tzuka Ein Lanu Melech. Right, he brings the Sfardi Nusach. Goel Moshiach Poto Matzo Mufarnes for One Marachim Cholitzar Vitsuka in Lana Melech Ozer Vesomech Elata Matil Oni Vechasek Mimenu Vevion Vani Vevion Gozo Shavas on Neem Ota Tishma Sakana Del Takshiva Toshia, whatever Nusach use Ashkenaz Fard. It's the same concept. Hashem saves me from my crying out every day. My limbs call out to Hashem. It's about, this is the climax, the Nishmas Kochai, it's the climax of the Seder, this Hallel. It's not enough to say, well, thank you, Hashem, for taking me out of Egypt. And Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, Hashem, you do the most miraculous things. It's like amazing. I can't even begin to thank you. That's great. Okay, now move it. And we spoke about this a lot last week. Move it to the personal, in your own life. In your own situations, being able to appreciate all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. And this is echoed Matnat Chaim 32, Ramasiyah Shalman. I was a rakat chala, veno maspik, shetachlit limud hamuna, hilit bonem benestima egluyim mikorza lamshich valot, od lakir, anagat Hashem, vechelik anistima nistarim. That's the goal. The goal is to take the open miracles and to see the hidden miracles. And realize nothing is natural. Everything comes from Hashem. And to see God's kindness even in the hidden miracles. The goal of the night of Seder is to come to this realization. Lakir hatavat Hashem b'mashu notein lachem l'chol basar v'lomar lavhalo. And that's just a catchphrase, that Hashem gives food to everyone. And it's thanking Hashem for the mundane, for what we would call the minutiae of life. Thank you, Hashem. That's the goal of the night. Rabbi Pruzansky, in that very special Haggadah night of watching, has great stories. He brings a beautiful story of an altar yid in Yerushalayim who was very makbid about his matzahs. He would go to the fields and cut the grain and watch it and maim shalanu and the whole works from A to Z. And he went to bake matzahs, Erev Pesach, right? Very special matzahs. And he had a box of these matzahs. And he stepped out of his house for a short while. And his grandchildren were doing what grandchildren do, prancing around. And these are small smash-room apartments. It's not like these, you know, big houses, big yards. And they got a little bit, children get a little bit wild. And the box of matzah went flying and smashed into pieces. And right then, the door opens. And grandfather walks in. And they are like, oh my. Like, they realized. They crossed the line. Like, this is it. And they're waiting for, like, the worst. And he looked, and he saw exactly what happened. He sized it up right away. And he turned to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, Hashem, I need to just feel grateful. He said, so many people don't get married. People get married, and they don't have children. People get married, and they have children, and their children don't get married so easily. Here, Bechaste, and they get married, and they don't have children. Here, Bechaste Hashem, I got married. I had children. My children have children. And Hodu Hashem, they're normal children. They're prancing around. Thank you, Hashem, for this gift called normal grandchildren. How can I complain about my matzahs? Rabosai, this is what it's about. It's about appreciating what we do have, not focusing on what we don't have, and being able to realize Hashem has given us all of these gifts. There's so much to be grateful for. The night of Seder is a night of Hakaras HaTov. It's a night of gratitude. It's a night to sing Shira, to sing Hallel. Listen to the language of Rav Pinkus in Source 33. He says, the idea of the second part of Seder is a little bit deep. We're not going to get into it. It's Inyano Dat, which is Chibur, it's connection. Right? He divides up the different Chochmah, Bina, and Das, different parts of the Seder. Omnam, he says, Shigam Rabim, Shibagiyam, many people, when they get Lahalal Him Kfar Yafim. You know, we just had a full meal. It's 12 o'clock at night. We're tired. The Karim et Tahalal B'mehirus Rabba, and they run through the Halal. Zohi Ta'us Gedola, this is a big mistake. Ha Hallel Hu Ayofi Shalom Seder, the Hallel is the beauty of the Seder. Ko Matarata Seder, the whole goal of Seder, Hilagia La Hallel, is to reach this Hallel. Ki Amitzvah, Amatzah Patcha Tavana Shalano, the Matzah opened us up. HaKorach Natan Lanu Regesh V'Sipur Yitzhah Mitzrayim. He's Bir Lanu. The eating of the matzah, the maror, we've been able to make it part of us. Avamahi Amatara. What's the goal of the Seder? La'giya L'Rega Shel Ahava, to reach a point of love. V'zeh HaHalo, and that's Halo. L'chein Tzarich Lomro La'at, that's why we should say it slowly. Mila b'mila, word for word, with joy. Not running through it. Rabosai, this is the goal. You know, you ask most people, what's the night about? It's all about that. But it's supposed to lead you to this Hallel. It's supposed to lead you to the Sakar Satov. It's supposed to lead you in 34 to the idea that we're Avdei Hashem. Shabir Amiti Revuri Vaisflum Harasterech Shel Hakarot HaTov Hi, the real understanding of giving thanks, of singing praise. Avdus Vishtablus Lubala Tova. When I give thanks, it's not just that I should be feeling every word. Hodu Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. Thank you, Hashem, that you're good. Ki le'olam chasdo. The Sfarim point out, ki le'olam chasdo is Rashi Meir Princess by Tu B'Av. Le'olam means that even in the helam, even in the concealment, even those things I don't understand, ki le'olam chasdo is Hashem's ultimate chesed, kindness. And all of this is that underlying feeling, says Haras Derech, of Hishtabdut, that I'm giving myself over to Hashem. That I recognize that all that I have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when I'm able to sing Shira to Hashem, that Shira is with an understanding, recognition. That Leitle Migarmi Leklum, I have nothing of my own. Everything belongs to Hashem. And that's why 35, the Sichar Eliyahu, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu represents the quintessential HaKaras HaTov. He doesn't hit the Yaor, he doesn't strike the dust for Kinim. He owes a debt of gratitude. And Paro's the exact opposite. Baal Gaiva, who's God that I should listen to him, right? I'm the Nile. I can control. Matzah, it's about humility. Matzah is about giving ourselves over without the ferment, without the leavening. It's about being that Eved of Hashem. I'm able to give myself to Hashem. And that, a lot of that ability to give myself over comes from that HaKaras HaTov. Masil Shishar in the asterisk in 35, he says, beginning of Parachet, V'omna mash yuchal lahagbir, ha'isorus hazeh, how you can have a hisorus, an awakening in doing mitzvos, he has stackless barovotovos, when you look at all the goodness Hashem does, Shekarsh Baruch Hu seim ha'adam b'chol eid v'chol shad every moment, v'aniflos ha'gdolo sheseim ha'omeid ha'lei dara yom ha'charom, all the miracles that Hashem does from the moment birth till now. To the extent that you look at all these things, then you will feel this appreciation to Hashem, and then your service of Hashem will become that much deeper and that much enriched. The night of Seder is Hallow. Why? Because Hallow brings to Nirtza. Hallow brings to this recognition of the goal of Seder. Hashem, I am your servant. Hallu Avdei Hashem. And there's nothing that can bring me greater joy. So my friends, the second part of the second reason or explanation of the why is a hallow split. It's split in terms of the dichotomy of the Ramban, and that's why the David Amelo splits it. That from the major miracles, I learned to appreciate the minor miracles. Climax, Nishmas Kochai, every part of me sings out to Hashem. Sing it slowly. He stabbed us. I am giving myself over completely. When I realize all the goodness that Hashem does, I'm focusing on all those wonderful blessings Hashem gives me. And that way I'm able to connect. And that way I'm able to say, wow, what a special that I have this relationship. I have so much to be appreciated for. Hallel Avdei Hashem. Our final level, my friends, is the third level. Ben Melech. B'derech Acheret 36, he shall take tam lamir hallel fnei v'achrei asud daika. Why? Halal is really part of the meal. Because the whole point of the Seder is to show this gratitude to Hashem for redeeming us, and the Suda, the leaning, the matzah, the maror, hibitui l'simchas ha'cheiros b'laylaze, it's a reflection of this joy. The Suda itself is a hillel v'simcha. The Suda itself is a means of thank you. Matara uishevo al hillel zel idei bitui gabapeh. V'lachem shiros ha'halom etzarefa l'suda. Sheshneim alim yanachanim ba'im shechuchim ba'hem etzimcha tzacheiruf. The focus here is not on the story. The focus here is on the meal. The meal is our way of physically saying thank you, Hashem. You know, when you want to have a celebration, a birthday party, a simcha, bar mitzvah, wedding, you have a suda. A suda is a way, sudas hodaya, saying thank you, Hashem. We've reached this place. So why do I have the suda with a hallow before and after? Because it's sandwiching the Suda. That the Suda itself is hallow. It's highlighting that the Suda itself is hallow. And he says, really, you really should have hallow in the Suda. But you know, it's very hard to eat and have hallow at the same time. So what do? We have a little hallow before, a little hallow after, and we eat in the middle. But it's really one long hallow. The meal itself is a hallow. With this, we can appreciate a little bit deeper 37, Reb Sadok. Reb Sadok HaKohen explains that generally, the food that we eat is really, we know, very Kabbalistic, is really the sparks of a Kaddish Baruch Hu investing in that fuel that we can be able to survive. That's general food. And our challenge is to take the food and be able to elevate it, right? We say Dvar Torah at the Suda, we say Brachos. That's food all the time. Food on Shabbos is Onik Shabbos, is enjoyment of Shabbos. That's already a higher level, and the food has even a higher status. Ah, when I say a bracha on the food, of a special bracha, which is the only mitzvah, I believe, that's today of eating, is Alechilas Matzah. So then the food takes on a whole different aspect. Where he says, in the double underline in the second bracket, the kulo kadosh mamash l'Hashem, u'keachilos kohanim korbanos, da'idetze ba'alim mekaprim, it is total kedusha to Hashem. And he says, therefore, va'idetze mitkadesh alei b'kedushas be'kodesh kadoshim, k'mo shekatuv b'zohar, the eating of matzah has such a spiritual effect on a person. U'mitpashet ha'kedusha b'chol ha'guf, and it then, you know, goes like, you know, the bloodstream to the whole body. Until you have no other option. You have to sing Hallel, as we just mentioned, and Rav Pinkus himself. We have to sing Hallel because that's the natural outcome. That when you've eaten the matzah and had that suda, so your only feeling is that matzah has inspired you. Wow! And that's what the Gemara says, that they would eat the Korban Pesach and the roofs would almost burst open with the Shira that they would sing. The matzah has to lead us to that feeling where, you know, it's like, I don't know, people, you know, I don't even know what example to give. You know, people maybe have sugar, let's say, and it gives them a sugar high, or chocolate, and they make a lavdil. Right? Certain food, you know, can produce, you know, this adrenaline, so to speak. Matzah is a spiritual adrenaline rush that after you've eaten the matzah, you're just on fire, and you're like, you can't sit still, you know, like, whoa, like those, you know, fireball candies, lavdil, elef havdalos. This is what it's like. I have to sing Shira. Proposed that goes even deeper than that. Let's learn together Lekach V'Libuf 38. He quotes the Imramas, Shemasikim Bem Samiras Halo, Bachilos Asuda, V'zat Lomar Lanu, Kigam Asuda Shalaylo Zu, Halo Shamit Baruch, V'chol Asuda, Hichelik Mahalo. The whole Suda, says the Imramas, is part of the Halo. She'achol Adam Litalot Shachilato Yebikidusha Kokach, She'etzim Achila Yahalo Shamit Baruch. The eating itself, therefore, if you have halal before and halal after, and the suda, the meal itself is halal, so the food takes on a different component to it. And he says that's why a person has to be nizhar b'sudato b'laylo zeh sharei ome b'emsa halal. V'chol ma'asho seh u'chelik ma'halal shem yisbara. You have to be careful what you do in the meal. The meal isn't, you know, it's fine, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but sometimes I feel like the meal is like you can take your seatbelts off, right? You're sitting like, you know, I can relax. And then, I don't know, people talk about who knows what, you know. No. We're in the middle of Halach. The Suda is so holy. Like, let's understand what we're talking about here. That Ema, that Yira, that Halal, that Hodu Lashem. You know, I know in some families, and it's getting less and less, that people of Holocaust survivor grandparents would tell their story during the Suda, so that the Suda is a continuation of Hodu Lashem, that I've survived. Prepare stories of Halal and Hodaya to Hashem. Use the Suda not as a downtime. Be prepared beforehand that you're really focused. And you have to know your audience. You may want to make even just cards. You know, a list of, you know, experiences of whether parts of the body, eyes, ears, and the person picks it up. I'm thankful to Hashem for I use my eyes for. Let them tell a story. Or I'm thankful for, you know, what major event happened in the past year that I want to thank Hashem for. Create some type of framework that, but it's deeper than that. Let's take a look at the Baruch Haim in 41. The Baruch Haim says generally, when a person, it's a halachic insight, when a person undoes his belt, it's as if the suda has started, and then you don't have to stop your suda for davening. without getting to the details. Here, the night of Pesach, we ate manechem chagurim, that our belts were tied, which means that the whole night of Pesach is like you never, that imagery of the seatbelt, you never take your seatbelt off, which means that you don't stop and say, I can't daven, which means that every moment of the Suda is potential for davening. Ki below Pesach, says Rav Biederman, in the bracket, etzem hachila dome lo tfila v'halo. The eating itself is a tfila and a halo. The chosman domek ilo dain lo patachat hachila v'vatelo tfila. And it's as if you've never really started the meal officially that you will stop davening or singing halo. And he says, therefore, umemela yacholi palel v'kesh kol mishalot libo l'tova beit ha-suda. Use the suda to daven for whatever you want. The chol kezai v'kezai yachshavu ketfila v'tachnun lifteya hamakom. And every bite, you should feel like this is my way of praising Hashem. This is my way of connecting to Hashem. Tefillah isn't only bakasha. Tefillah is also saying thank you. It's very much a big part of tefillah. That every bite, thank you, Hashem. It's to daven. It's to ask. It's to thank. Every bite. So who has time to be talking about politics when at every bite I'm saying thank you to Hashem? Every bite I'm asking. Every bite is holy. And we know in 39 that the night of Pesach is the night that Yitzchak Avinu gave the bracha to Yaakov Avinu. It's a night when the Talei Shamayim, the gates of bracha are open. Right, the matamim, the food of Yaakov Avinu gave him was holy food. It was the conduit to bring down bracha. That's like the food that we eat. And we know when Yaakov Avinu went in, Vayarech Ereh Begadav, Rashi says that when Yaakov Avinu came in, Yitzchak Avinu smelled his clothes. It smells like the Gan Eden. Says the Chovas HaTavini, a person should feel like they are Gan Eden this night, as if we're getting bracha, Shemei Kabbalah, brachos Nichnasim Ereh Gan Eden. V'chein Nichnas Reach Zeim Kol Echa Ve'echa. There's a reich of Gan Eden for each and every one of us. But Hashem comes down to our Seder. And that's what we have to feel, says Sichos Bavarat Hashem, Rav Meitzlish, in Source 42. Kishazochim la-suda, k'doshel shal Pesach, the suda of la-asi lovo, it's the suda that we're sitting, kivyachol with Hashem, and the pamal yashal mala. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivyachol, sitting at the head of the table, you have to sit, bebusha v'achana, with humility, with that, be'emo v'pachad, with fear, mechamas k'dusha samakom, and the Shlach HaKadosh says, that a person should think that a suda is like a suda ruchani, it's a spiritual meal, like the matama yitzchak, like the food of Yitzchak Avinu. And therefore, a person should sit ka'ochel b'fnei melech, like you're sitting in front of a king. You should sit b'kedusha v'tara, with holiness, with fear, with awe, with purity. Lo yishma kol b'shum sicha b'tei l'bolam, and not to speak anything extraneous. And that's why a lot of the vortlachs you don't time for the kids. This is the time to say it at the seder. And you should look at it, and that's this third level. As the Imre Emes says, you should look at it, Harehu gufa chelik ma'halo v'lo hefse klal ela halal arichta. It's as if you're saying one long halal. And the power of that halal, says the Belzer Rebbe, the power of this meal, is that through eating this meal, it's as if you're being maktir or korban, maktir the ketoret. And the ketoret had the ability to vanquish our enemies, whether it's the Yitzhahara or the outer enemies. And hence, the first thing we say after benching is Shvo Chabatcha, get rid of those enemies. Matzah, like Matzah Meriva, is this fighting. We're able to beat the inner and the outer enemies. The Matzah is such a powerful tool. The meal is such a powerful meal. My friends, let's summarize and we'll end with one final, very small idea. Meretz Hashem. Idea number one, why is Hallel divided? We have half the night is about the past, the first two paragraphs. The second part is the future. The past is not really a hallow, it's a shira, it's an automatic reflection of singing toward Hashem as if we were there. And hence we could even sing a full shira, even though people were hurt. The second part of, and that's why we sing it, standings, it's not no protocol. It's a feeling, it's an outpouring. Second aspect is the Ramban, that the first part of the night is about the the open miracles. The second part of the night is the focus, even though we may mention it in the Halal Gadol, but the focus is in the Shvatz Kochai, the Kilom Chasto Noten Lechem Chobasar is about the everyday minutiae of life, how Hashem helps us. to be thankful for. And the goal of the night is to feel this thankfulness, to really express it, and then to realize that we are Avdei Hashem. The third idea is that challah has nothing to do with the story as much as to do with the Suda. The Suda is not just a regular meal. The meal itself, the matzah, the maror, the knedlach, whatever you may eat, that food that we make is a way of, like any Suda Sadaya, is saying, thank you, Hashem. The meal itself is an expression. So I sandwich the meal with a challah before and a challah after, even though the meal itself is a challah. And therefore, I have to be careful what I say in the meal, because I'm in the middle of challah. And every bite is halal, every bite is tefillah, every bite is holy. It's not just a meal, it's a meal, gefilt. The final idea is Rav Pinkus sets up. Efsharo Lefaresh 44, just like we break the cup under the chuppah because of the churban, kach, likewise, we take the halal and break it into two. Ki efshar lomar halal miti, we can't say a full halal when Mashiach is yet to come. Because Mashiach Yevam, when Mashiach and Mirza Hashem will come, will say a halal shalom, b'li hafsako, without any break at all. And the broken halal, like the broken matzah, is to remind us of our own brokenness, that we're not yet full. Mirza Hashem, my friends, we should be zocha already this year to the Binyan Bayis Shlishi, that we'll be able to bring, minas vachim and minas psachim, we'll be able to bring the korbanos, the korban pesach, and we should eat it, b'kedusha, b'tahara, be able to sing full Shira to Kashmir.